good morning, a Tuesday morning. That means Mike Goodwin, city editor of the Times Union, joins us. Good morning, Mike.
Hey, good morning, Dave.
There's been an uptick in gun violence, not only down in New York City, but right here in our capital region, specifically the city of Albany we're going to talk about, and a wave of shootings on Sunday and Monday.
Well over 100 people have been shot in Albany this year, and the run of violence has sort of ebbed at points, but it's never ended. It does look like maybe we're in the middle of something, or something concluded last night, but in a 48-hour period, six people were shot in the city of Albany. Police were called after two men were shot about 6:30 last night at Mount Hope Drive near South Pearl Street in the south end. Both men were taken to Albany Medical Center. The 56-year-old who was shot suffered a gunshot wound to his hip, and the 44-year-old was shot in the back. Police say that there was a group of people gathered at the Mount Hope apartments. They believe the men were injured in a drive-by shooting. The shooting comes just hours after a 15-year-old was shot by an 18-year-old who the police apprehended a short time later. The teen was wounded but is expected to survive, as were the three people who were shot over Sunday, and a woman was included in that bunch. But there is definitely a surge of violence going on right now in the city of Albany.
Well, from an uptick in gun violence to an uptick of COVID cases and hospitalizations in the region.
Local officials warned yesterday that hospitalizations are starting to approach the numbers seen as the coronavirus was taking off back in April. And Rensselaer County will be a focal point today. The State Department of Health says it will attempt once again to inspect the Rensselaer County-run Van Rensselaer Nursing Home. Only now that facility is battling an outbreak of coronavirus, unlike the last two times the state inspectors were denied access by the county. The most recent attempt to inspect the Van Rensselaer Nursing Home came just 3 days before the current outbreak began on October 3rd. Inspectors have been denied admittance by County Executive Steve McLaughlin, who has said he'll allow them in once they provide proof of negative COVID-19 tests. Inspectors have declined to do so, but have provided documentation from department attorneys, a record that states inspectors are tested weekly in accordance with the same executive orders that apply to nursing home staff. The state issued a statement of deficiency to the county on October 8th, outlining the federal regulations it's violated by denying inspectors access. The facility has 10 days to respond. Rensselaer County announced its first COVID-related death in over a month, with Albany County on Monday announcing that two more people in that county had died. All told, 350 people in the 8-county capital region have died after catching coronavirus.
Mike Goodwin, city editor of the Times Union, joins us on Tuesdays. You can read more at timesunion.com. Mike, thank you.
Thanks, Dave.